continuation of the previous POL or EOW. Where, but this, oh, maybe it's the continuation. This is just a little short thing again, the story on when he bought the boat. And these little stories can be put here and there as sedelärande berättelse, whatever you call that in English. So there he is. And he makes an impulsive purchase of a boat. Well, not that impulsive, it was almost like destiny put him in it to teach him things. As usual. So there he is, and first of all, well, he buys an old wooden 8 meter long sailing boat from 1925 or something, requiring still renovation. He knew that, although he didn't know to which extent really, or rather, again, being a time optimist as he was, and yes, maybe that was a lecture, but also, this is a good story to illustrate what our PO is going through these 14 years. He means well, but he knows, and he's doing everything he can to make his wife and children happy and serve. Yes, serve them. But there are, of course, as usual, different expectations. Who is he, a money-making man? Or as he realized himself, a media-making man, a missionary man, he used to call himself. But yes, he has his mission. And it's ironic because he then divided his time 50% for money-making and his working hours, and 50% for trying to build up a company where creators can actually earn their living by producing and helping to spread Bhagavad Dharma, as he called it. Serving the Gaudiya mission. Well, that was at least his mission. So here they were, and of course that meant that until he would get such a company to actually become profitable or break even, including his own salary, which was really the idea, then he would not provide as much, he realized, to his other half as was expected. He provided in fact 1/4 of what she had publicly stated, what she expected when it comes to monetary monthly income. In fact, after she broke up with him, as he saw it much for that reason, he incidentally, at an age when most people step into pension and stop working, he made an income higher than the one she had then demanded. But anyway, we show here again a bit comic relief. A bitter old PO, but remembering or something like that would make it a little lighthearted. Just how he becomes misunderstood. And we can show from the other side that things look completely there's a different reality looking from that direction, which also makes sense from that point of view. And that's the things sometimes, or all the time with us humans, or us people. And yes, sometimes our differences are so major that the best thing we can do is leaving each other in peace. Which is what Pio and his wife did, and there's no hard feelings about that. But here he is talking about how ironic, how, again, it's like Krishna, Maya playing with him. For instance, yes, he bought this boat. And of course, from her point of view, what is he doing? Not even asking, not even well, he said, it was for my own money. And there you go. And there you are, a mother. The father just bought a sailing boat, ready to drift away from the whole family, just as his friend had done, whom he used to have a boat together with in the past. And in fact, the two of them had looked at this boat before it became decently renovated and found it beautiful, which contributed to his temptation that led to his fall. So anyway, but the reason he bought the boat was a different one, or at least bigger than that. It was for the family. He thought, I fix it up, and when the boys are a little older, we can have wonderful summer vacation trips in the archipelago around here. The boys can learn how to sail. It's a good thing to learn, which I did when I was a kid. Getting out there, meeting other people, Why not? It's a good investment. But he couldn't reach out and explain that, because when someone has a very different point of view, way of looking at it, it's of course not so easy to understand the very, very different point of view, maybe on the other side. Especially because we all have filters. As you are social, you see others, we say, of course. For instance, if we ourselves think about ourselves first, and may even be ready to sacrifice others for our own interest or sake, then it may be hard to see, especially in a, some emotionally pressured situation, how another person can have an unselfish motive, especially if that person happens to do it in a way that just happens to you, to remind of you of another person doing this similar thing, but then for a purpose that at least, well, you have heard may have been not the best, something like that, or at least would not have served your own needs and interests had you been the partner of that person. So I mean, this is daily life, right? When you're in a relationship. But then it's about us learning to not raise above relationships, which some do. They take up spirituality as a way to escape from relationships because it's all one anyway. But in the bhakti yoga path, life is about relationships, but real soul-to-soul relationships in love. But for that to be real, we have to understand who we actually are. I mean, this of course sounds very cool and nice and spiritual to some. So let's go out and make love all over the place and have these nice weekend seminars where we go all into enjoying our bodies. And yes, making each other enjoy it as well. So not saying anything against that. But adding, I guess P or talking, or I don't know who is talking, adding to that, that unless we also care for each other's souls, love each other's, not as bodies but as souls, the person there who happens to have this specific body right now, but will one day have an old, wrinkled, half-broken body that you have to take care of instead of being pleasured by. I mean, maybe I sound cynical, but just to get the point across here, what's important. Yeah, that little story there, somewhere in the story.